So I have been working on this project called Zimpocalypse. Hi, this is Liam, and I want to apologize if I sound bad. I have a cold. It was a flu, and now it's a chest cold that I'm still trying to fight. But that doesn't stop me from writing games. So I have this game that I've been working on called Zimpocalypse, and it is a 2D beat-em-up, harkening back to the days of the classic 90s beat-em-ups. And I've been posting, you know, bits and pieces of levels and playthroughs. So I finally wanted to do one with my commentary and me explaining exactly what's going on and what this is all about. And I want to really take an in-depth look at it. So Zimpocalypse, essentially the story is you're a survivor of the zombie apocalypse that everyone is expecting to happen any day now. And at first you don't believe that there really is such a thing. But, you know, more and more things are proving to you that, yeah, there are zombies and someone's got to do something about them. So you decide you're going to set out and do something about it. But the zombies have another idea and they decide they're going to get to you first. And you hear zombies, you know, putzing around in your backyard. So you decide you're going to do something. And the only weapon you have available to you, well, right now I've coded a couple weapons. But when you start the game, the only weapon you have available to you is a rake. So you have to use the rake to fend off the zombies, and you will be able to spend points to buy better weapons and upgrades for defense and health and things of that nature. So let's start up the game, and let's start talking about it. So I'm going to turn down the music. This is really good music, by the way. This is a track from one of Kevin Reeves' projects. This is called... The track itself is called Heavy Poly. Oh, hold on, zombie. I can jump now, so I'm going to get a little distance so I can talk. I'm not ready yet. There we go. So, the track is called Heavy Poly. It's from Free Fall Effect, and it's from their No Agenda EP, which you can get on iTunes. And this music also contains... this game also contains music from Crater Maker. I'm ready for you now, zombie. So I'm going to use my rake and kill that first zombie. Oh, there's another zombie there, too. Now, you hear a dinging sound, and what that is supposed to symbolize is... In 90s games, there was a go sign that would flash on the top right of the screen. And it would flash, go, 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 go. And so that's what this is supposed to symbolize. So once you run to it, the next section of the level loads. We can jump now by pressing up or I, and it's a great way to get some distance. So let's load the second part. Now I got to deal with zombies coming from both sides of me. I'm really getting messed up pretty bad. I gotta start paying better attention. All right. Now, I can use my jumping to my advantage, and I'll show you this. Now, you're going to have to start dealing with zombies jumping out from behind trash cans. I got a zombie over here. There we go. Slice them up my rake. Now, I know, because I'm played this, I know that zombies are going to show up from a couple trash cans. Well, what I can do is put it to my advantage and get them to show up in larger groups that are farther apart, because they're going to come out like right close to me. So we're going to get these guys to my left are going to come out, and I'm going to immediately just take off, and I'll take care of the guys in front of me. And once you play this game and you learn the level layouts, you can come up with ways to get the placement of the enemies to your advantage. Think of each section like a puzzle. And like I said, you have other weapons, which I guess I can show off. So I have a handgun. Go. And we finished level one. We'll move on to level two, which is Town Square. Our player
level two
moves on to the city that he lives in. It's a small city. finds that not only are there zombies, there's zombie dogs. And so I've got dogs. And you don't want the dogs to get too close to you. Finished them off nice. I have a machine gun, which I may use to clear out some real estate. Oh, they're coming out of windows now. That's great. Oh, I made a little mistake there. I jumped right into a group of them. I also have a shotgun. Yeah, may not want to use that too much. It's very slow. Now you can use jumping to get away from some enemies if you know it's clear. A good running jump will serve you well. I got anyone else? Oh, I got you guys over here. See, I was able to get so much real estate that I could just move. Alright, so get through town square.
Level 3.
Figure out, gee, I wonder where it's coming from. The zombie apocalypse could be coming from a graveyard. And now I have to deal with birds. Maybe they're crows, maybe they're ravens, they're birds. So you have to deal with them not really being too happy about you being there. Like I said, you have to jump to attack them. Now, you can jump to attack other enemies as well. Birds are jumping only. Whoa! I got zombies coming out of graves now. That's real nice. Ooh, I got birds coming there. Ooh, just trying to get fancy. I'm not gonna stop doing that. Let's get serious. Right. And I made it. So there you go, there's Zumpocalypse, the first three levels. What may be the first three levels, I may do some adjusting here and there, but you got an idea of what to look forward to in the coming months. I'm hoping first few months of 2012, or Q1, quarter one 2012. There's a lot yet to do, trust me. I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg yet. I'm still here, so there's a lot to go. I guess I've hit the tip. I don't care. We've whatever. Anyways, this is just the start. Expect a lot more. I am really excited about this game. People make fun of me for saying it, but I think this is really cool. And I think you're going to really enjoy this. And, you know, hey, let me know what you think.